What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, April 7th, 2020, getting into the week here. We've got a lot to talk about. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, observations, and jokes. I'm going to declare this a joke day. The news has just been so serious and so down, and it's hard trying to keep an even keel. So the rule for today is if you call on in, you got to have a joke to share with everybody. Keep it clean. We're still radio here. But we're going to true that and see if that kind of picks things up here a little bit. All right, getting on into the news here. I'm going to start with this brouhaha over Captain Crozier because I got a lot of emails about this last night. And a lot of people talking about it. And the emails, a small percentage of them said that the Navy is always right, even when it's wrong. But the vast majority, and this included people who say they're in the Navy, saying that no regulations were actually broken by Captain Crozier. But we do have a little more firm, hard information about what went down. And that CC list that was on this email he sent on out was mostly his staff, which he's keeping them informed, and it went to Navy brass. Now, apparently, Admiral Baker and at least one other admiral were not on it because Crozier had already talked to them about the situation and been turned down. So we're already aware that we've got that. And so the characterization that he did not go through the chain of command is not accurate. Now, remember, we read out that definition of chain of command from Wikipedia the other day, and some of these emails from people in the Navy said exactly the same thing. There was no actual command. It was informational only. And so the chain of command doesn't really apply. He can't be prosecuted or punished for violating the chain of command because there was no actual command involved, which makes a lot of sense. So apparently focus has now shifted to the acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, who got up in front of the crew of this ship and made a speech that was out there calling Captain Crozier too stupid and naive to command an aircraft carrier. And that did not go over very well with the crew, who, as you probably remember, gave him a rousing send-off, chanting his name as he left the ship. And he's got a record as a very good commander. That's why they gave him the carrier in the first place. So now, as of last report, Modley apologized for calling the Roosevelt captain naive and stupid and has now resigned. The news is saying he offered to resign, but he's telling his own staff he has resigned effective immediately. So it looks like this is going to resolve itself. Trump says he's going to get involved. All right, let's take a phone call from Don in Arizona. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll tell a joke, Mike. This is the only joke I can remember. It was a good one. I used to be an over-the-road truck driver, actually, for a while. And sometimes you'd have these big traffic stops, like there'd be a wreck and everybody'd just be sitting there. And these guys would get on the CB radio and talk and tell jokes. And this one is a man went to bed. This, remember when Tanya Harding and Lorena Bobbitt, right?
So yes.
A man went to bed with Hillary Clinton, Tanya Harding, and Lorena Bobbitt. He woke up with his penis amputated, a broken leg, and no health insurance. That's a joke. Remember, because Hillary was in
it. I like that one. I like that one.
That's oldie but goodie. I want to say something about Dustin. I've never said anything about Dustin, but people always complain about him, you know, and then he'll call back and make his rebuttal. I have no problem with Dustin because when he starts talking, I hit the mute button, and so that way, and 15 minutes later, I'll turn it back on. So that's all I got to say. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much, I think, for that phone call here. And poor Dustin, everybody wants to abuse him here. All righty. As you're aware, Hillary Clinton is involved in this legal wrangling regarding her court-ordered email testimony, and she does not want to do that. She does not want to testify under oath. She's filed an emergency motion with the court to block it. But apparently, even the State Department is now saying that they should reject Hillary Clinton's desperate appeal to avoid testimony. So even her old friends, if she had any over at the State Department, are saying, no, you put her under oath and you find out what's really been going on. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff are out there planning another witch hunt against the president. This time it's going to be the coronavirus. How did he respond? Did he do the right thing? And they want to sit there and play. They want to second guess the president. And they're going to say, well, look at how many people died. Well, how many more people would have died if Trump didn't do what he did? And I understand that we're all kind of a little frustrated. We're stuck at home. We're getting bored. You know, we've seen the same TV shows several times over, and we're desperate to find things to do to occupy our time while we stay home, for those of us who are not home officing here. And in my case, I decided I would relearn how to use a slide rule, which if you're my age, you'll remember what these are, and then relearn how to solve the Rubik's Cube, which is actually easier than the slide rule because these little colored stickers, they just peel right off and you can move them around all you want. All righty. So the Wisconsin primary, if you live in Wisconsin, get out there and vote because the primary is going on. There was a big legal wrangle on that. But unless the United States Supreme Court intervenes, and it doesn't look like they're going to, then the state Supreme Court has basically said the primary election goes on, although probably more people are going to be using the absentee voting system to express their preferences here. Stephanie Grisham has been outed as the White House press secretary. There's a shakeup going on inside the White House. Apparently, Stephanie never actually held a press briefing. She never had a single on-camera press briefing, and she's being moved to chief of staff for First Lady Melania Trump. Well, that's, to me, sounds like it might be a promotion rather than an ouster. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly were both on the air talking about Joe Biden's deteriorating mental health and saying he's not going to make it through to November. He is deteriorating that rapidly. I mean, it's visible. We can all see it. It's tragic to see it happen to anybody, even people you don't like. And they're still talking about Cuomo getting drafted to be the Democratic nominee. Now, Cuomo has said that he doesn't want the job, but I'm sure that if he thinks there's a real possibility that he could get it, he might step in. Or he might step in and just say, I'm going to have fun. From now through November, I'm going to have fun being a presidential candidate. Trump's going to win a second term anyway, and I'll go back to doing what it was I was doing before. But it's interesting that more and more people on the corporate media are talking about Biden not really having what it takes to be a candidate, let alone the president of the United States of America. Okay, so Trump has fired the intelligence community inspector general Michael Atkinson, called him terrible and a total disgrace. But Atkinson was the one who first brought up the whistleblower complaint that led to that whole Russiagate fiasco. And so a lot of people are saying that this is Trump's payback. Well, maybe, but he is the president and he has the executive authority to hire and fire anybody he pleases. And by the way, I'm still available to run NASA if you're interested here. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Dan in Texas. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I got a couple of quick jokes for you.
Thank you, sir.
Two blondes on either side of a river. The blonde on the east side yells to the one on the west side, "How do I get to the other side?" The one on the west side looks up the river and down the river and yells back, "You're already on the other side."
That's a good one.
All right. A police officer pulls a guy over. He approaches and takes the driver's license of the driver and says to him, "Sir, your eyes appear to be bloodshot. Have you been drinking?" And the driver said, "Well, officer, your eyes appear to be glazed. Have you been eating donuts?"
That's a good one. I hadn't heard that one.
I could go on forever, Mike, but...
Well, I think we're going to give some other people a chance here to, because the phone lines are already loading up here. So thank you very much for the jokes. They were funny. I shouldn't enjoy them to be politically correct, but I do like blonde jokes. So let's go to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first I'll start with a joke. This guy, he wakes up in a hospital bed, And there's a doctor looking at him, you know, seriously. And he says, Doc, what happened? The doc says, well, I got some good news and some bad news. He says, all right, well, give me the bad news first. He says, well, I had to get in a motorcycle accident and I had to amputate both your feet. And he says, wow, that's bad news. I could use some good news. What's the good news? He says, I found somebody that'll buy your shoes.
I thought it was going to be somebody who will buy the motorcycle.
Yeah, well, buy your shoes. Life's all about perspective. I just wanted to comment about the Navy again real quick. And there's a term in the Merchant Marine and Navy. It's called seaworthiness. And seaworthiness doesn't just account for the vessel, whether it floats, if it needs to be painted, if the engines work. It also has to do with the crew. The crew isn't well-trained, the vessel's not seaworthy. If the crew's sick, the vessel's not seaworthy. And the problem I have with this captain, I've always had with this captain, is he allowed information about his crew's sickness to get off the vessel into the media and for our enemies to find out about it. Now, whether it's through another Navy guy or whatever, and this has always been it. It's op security, operational security. And if anybody else had done this, if I did that when I worked for the military, USNS, Gordon, Gilliland, Bob Hope, you name them, I was on a bunch of them, I would lose my security clearance and I wouldn't be able to sail as an executive officer, as a chief engineer or first engineer or captain or chief mate. You know, there's certain jobs, and that's what surprises me about this whole thing, is that a captain could be so stupid, and that's why it's kind of funny to me, not funny, but sad, to see this the head of the Navy resigning for calling him naive and stupid, because those are two good words to describe this guy. Now, I don't know if he's having a bad day, if he was sick with the coronavirus, that's all, you know, we're not asking him to be put against the wall and shot. But I do think he should have been relieved of command to make an example out of him for violating operational security, and also for alerting the other people, and our enemies also, about the unseaworthiness of a carrier and a carrier battle group. That's serious stuff. You know, like they said in World War II, loose lips sink ships. So I just I'm kind of appalled by hearing all this stuff about, like, you know, making him a big hero, because really you need discipline in the Navy, and, you know, just think it's sad for what this is going to entail, that we're going to just let captains go, you know, making their complaint. This captain also, like 2 weeks ago, he went and made a port call in Vietnam. You know, I mean, here we got China right next door having, you know, a month or so of the Wuhan virus, and he goes and has a friendship port call in Vietnam. Half his crew probably got coronavirus from sleeping with Vietnamese chicks or something. I don't know. I know what port calls are like when the Navy comes into town, I'll tell you that. So I got a lot of problems with this guy's, you know, judgment is what it comes down to. I don't think he made very good judgment calls as a captain. And I think that it's a shame, because it's what's going on is very destructive now towards the Navy and towards discipline. And, you know, now every captain's going to think if he wins and they cheer him on and he gets promoted or whatever, every captain's going to think he can take things off the boat whenever he feels like it. We have an expression in the Merchant Marine, don't take it off the boat. You know, let's settle it here. You know, you settle your issues here. And an aircraft carrier, they have the ability to fly people on and off, and helicopters sick people on and off. You know, so I just think that he jumped the gun, and I think he went outside the bounds, where the boundaries that are set, and he violated operational security.
Well, there are two areas in which I'm going to disagree with you. And first of all is, I don't think he allowed this news to become public. Again, going back to the revelations about his CC list being his own staff and some other Navy brass, somebody within that group is the leaker, and I don't think the captain intended for that to happen. He did also note within his letter that the carrier was in fact seaworthy and could still sail, but he was concerned about the future of his crew. And the other thing is, you know, captains of battle groups don't just pull into another country's port without it having been arranged ahead of time through, you know, diplomatic channels. So it's not like he was just steaming along there and all of a sudden, oh, there's Vietnam. Let's just pull in there for a wild night.
Yeah, but for a captain so concerned about his crew's health and safety, I would think that he would say, you know, with the virus in China right across the border, you know, we've canceled flights from China. Is it a good – I think this was like March 14th or March 15th. I'd have to go back in time to remember how thick and – but I'm quite sure the whole Wuhan was under lockdown then. I mean, so I just think that his judgment you know, once again, I don't know why he didn't send a letter to his staff that could have leaked to the newspapers about how putting his crew in at risk going into Vietnam was. You know, I'd like to see some consistency, you know, that's all. But anyway, I'll let you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. How many cases of coronavirus were being reported in Vietnam at the time they pulled in for the port call?
I don't know. That's a good question. But
I think it's a very good question.
Once again, I mean, it's right across the border from China, you know, so what are the Vietnamese? Are they where did it get on the boat to begin with? I would say that's probably a likely spot where they all picked it up, because 2 weeks before.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably it's a likely spot there. But the question is, given the information the captain had, like I said, these port calls are arranged way in advance. You know, there's diplomatic channels. They have to make sure that the port is going to have room to park all those ships. And so, like I said, it's not just something that was spur of the moment. And the captain may have felt that he didn't really have the authority to call it off. That would have made an even bigger stink, I think.
Well, like I said, I wonder. I'd like to ask him that question myself, but I won't get that opportunity. Anyway, well, all right, have a nice day. I'm looking forward to hearing other people's jokes.
We're going to let you go here. Speaking of warships, Trump is sending warships to Venezuela while the world partners to fight the deadly pandemic. And we are seeing this so-called counter-narcotics effort by U.S. Southern Command, deploying Navy destroyers, combat ships, aircraft and helicopters, Coast Guard cutters all around Venezuela. So it looks to me like they're getting ready to invade. They're going to do to Maduro what they did to Noriega. And if he's lucky, he'll wind up making license plates in some American prison. But it's going to get ugly. And the question is, how are they going to sell this to the American people? Because I think right now, with so many other things going on with the economy and the coronavirus, that the American people are just going to say, what, another war? You know, what is this? Like, you know, you have a war, you know, 2 weeks ago and you're hungry for blood again? So I would expect that there might be a false flag of some kind to blame on Maduro. In fact, I've noticed all this week, all last week, on Fox News, they were running a lot of religiously themed stories, you know, about, you know, keep the faith and, you know, go to church virtually. And part of it, maybe the church is lobbying for some airtime because they need those tithes in the plates. Churches are like anything else. They need money to run. And that may be part of it. But the other part of it is, I'm wondering, with Easter upon us this week, if there might be a false flag of some kind that strikes at a religious target to just anger all the Christians and get them all revved up and say, yes, we've got to go kill whoever it is we're going to be told to kill, whether that's Venezuela or Iran or the whole bunch all in one. I'm not really sure. But they're out there and they've indicted Maduro for transferring illegal drugs. Now, remember, an indictment is merely an accusation. They haven't provided any proof yet. There is no more proof that Maduro is running a drug cartel than there was that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. We're going to go back to the phones here to Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doing fine.
Great. Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. I still have a job. So
good for you.
Knock on wood for that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the manufacturing sector, and they haven't stopped. They're not even wearing masks or gloves. They're like, screw it. We got orders to fill.
Hey, Bruce, Bruce, stay on the phone. I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Bruce in Texas. And Bruce, you were telling us you still have a job in manufacturing and people are apparently not practicing social distancing.
No, they're not. They had the wipes, you know, and guidelines, and the people in the administration building, they're definitely doing the social distancing, and they don't even allow people in their offices, and that's not at all. You have to call them or do like a Skype. But on the shop floor, everything's pretty much normal. I mean, nobody's sick yet, but that's kind of a side issue. I feel for the people who are really hurt by this thing. I think it's overblown. But then on the other hand, and this is why I called you, because you seem to be on the evil keel as far as conspiracies go. You know, there are valid ones, and then I think we can be manipulated due to our skepticism into believing something that is totally outrageous or ridiculous. And it draws discredit upon anyone who questions anything, you know, if you follow these false rabbit trails. For one thing, and this is the smaller issue, the videos of the empty hospitals or whatever and the empty tents, well, look, it's all a hoax. That's the narrative that it's all a hoax. There's no such thing as a pandemic. It's all made up because because the hospitals are basically almost empty. Well, if they've canceled all the elective surgeries, all the normal day-to-day operations of a hospital, you're going to have empty hallways, you know.
Yes.
And if you're over-preparing, or if you're preparing for a pandemic, the worst outcome of a pandemic, well, you're going to have empty tents. You know, and so that's one thing. And then the next, which is really off the wall, there are people who are claiming that viruses are a hoax themselves, that there is no such thing as a virus. That Louis Pasteur confessed on his deathbed that he made it all up, or he fudged the information for some, I don't know, conspiracy back in the
1900s. I'm serious.
This is out there.
I know, but viruses were completely unknown in Louis Pasteur's day. He was dealing, you know, with things like anthrax, which is considerably larger, and you can see the spores, and you could see the results of it. But he didn't know about viruses. Nobody did back then. So the story that he confessed that he made up viruses on his deathbed is obviously fake news.
Right, yeah. Well, people are getting roped into this, you know. You know, and I think it distracts. Also, you know, China created a bioweapon, and for what to, and then they dropped the beaker, or what have you. You know, all this distracts from what may have really happened. We follow the pattern of behavior before and after 9/11, and the false flags and what have you. You know, the U.S. is probably the world's number one manufacturer or researcher into a bioweapon. And you have to ask yourself, who benefits when China and Iran get simultaneously hit with a virus?
Yes.
And then it spreads throughout the world and it crashes the economy, and then they can do a crash and burn and snatch up, just like they did in the Soviet Union. And the same characters are in play, the financial oligarchs. And,
well, you know,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, the fact that two nations considered to be problems for the United States, China and Iran, both got hit very hard by this thing. And, you know, ultimately, we don't really know yet. There's a lot of accusations. There's a lot of suppositions. There's the possibility that this did, in fact, simply emerge from nature, as so many mutated viruses and germs do. But there's no question that everybody's trying to take advantage of the situation, certainly the United States. In fact, Human Rights Watch was chastising the U.S. government for refusing to lift the Iranian sanctions so that they can get the medicines they need to deal with it.
Right. Right. That's pretty damn terrible there. I mean, imagine the inhumanity of that, you know. But that's an old story. You know, Madeleine Albright, you know, said it was worth it to kill hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children during Saddam Hussein's rule because it was worth it, you know, according to her. But, and someone has $1 million reward for if you can prove that viruses exist, supposedly. But they discount all the evidence, electron microscope evidence, all the research has been done over the decades. It's kind of like the moon, you know. Well, we didn't go to the moon, so prove to me the moon isn't made of cheese. And you can't use moon rocks because they're fake. So, you know, how do you disprove something like that? You can't, you know. Anyhow, I'll let you go there, Mike. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. People are actually mailing me in jokes. 20 years ago, we had Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, and Steve Jobs. Now we have no cash, no hope, and no jobs. Please do not let Kevin Bacon die. We got to take another break here for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What?
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And another mail-in joke that we got here. Why don't cannibals eat clowns? Because they taste funny. So we're going to go back to the phones here to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, Andy, Mike. In Texas, are you there? Hey, there you are.
I am here. All right. Hey.
Well, you got to come here.
Well, you got You went to several different places while I was on hold, but I want to go back to, okay, so let's look at this conference that we had where the head of the military and whatnot, they said, well, we're sending all these troops down to Venezuela, and it's a narco thing. We're going after the cartels and all this other stuff and whatnot. Okay, so they haven't said a whole bunch more about that. I've kind of been paying attention. And so, boom, they just gave us kind of a heads up that what they're doing. Okay, so that's watch COVID-19, and here's what's really going on. So they kind of gave us a clue. But now, looking at what they've already done in COVID-19 here, okay, so what they've already done is if this doesn't pan out, okay, if this doesn't pan out the way they're saying, they've commandeered stadiums in California. They've come to their stadiums, convention centers. and they're putting tents up and respirators and doing all the stuff that they can and whatnot, and they're setting all this stuff up. So they're really going all out on this, but in many cases, we've already proved that this is not actually what's going on. I mean, that stuff is going on, but there's no patience for it. And my opinion is that they're not going through all of this for no reason. So y'all can just keep that on your mind, okay? But let's think about this. They can't go back. They can't go back now, okay, because the trust of the American people. I mean, there'll be some people that'll be like, oh, light switch on, we got a virus. Light switch off, okay, we're out of the virus, and they'll try to maintain their regular life and stuff. But a lot of people are going to be woken up from this, so they can't go back. If they go back, all they did was make more patriots. And I don't know what that means because their weapons are far surpassing our weapons. But having said that is that I don't think they're going to go that route. This is something they can't turn back from. They have to stay with it, and they're going to get what they want. And people need to go look. What is Bill Gates saying right now? What is Fauci saying right now? Fauci was involved with the AIDS virus. He tried to get $2 billion from Congress just for the Zika virus. Okay, so, and he didn't get it, by the way. Zika just kind of faded out because Bill Gates and his genetically modified mosquitoes in South America during the Olympics, mind you, didn't flip and pan out so much. So, and now we're looking at this guy who's actually really in charge right now. It seems to be Bill Gates and Fauci. We've got kind of a little dual monarchy going on here. These guys are all in, and these guys have been friends forever. So, and then look up the history of Bill Gates. Look up the history of Fauci. Look up at the World Health Organization. That guy is a phenomenal genocide-pronouncing person. The guy on the World Health Organization, I forget his name, but just look him up. You can find it. It's simple. But you'll find out that he had a lot to do with some plagues and whatnot in Ethiopia or whatnot. I believe it's Ethiopia. And this guy's the head of the World Organization. So this, to me, I'm just seeing a whole bunch of fraud going on now. And we all knew that this new world order thing was in the bounds. You can call it whatever you want, one world order, whatever it is. They wanted to do this. They were on to this. They wanted to do this. And, they put their players involved. I mean, go back and look where Bill Gates came from. He was DARPA appointed for the IBM and whatnot. And Windows wasn't his invention. It was the government's invention. Same thing with Facebook. Same thing with Google. It was all... It's all government. It's all hooked up together. We got these facial people that represent these places like Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and whatnot. But those places were always what these people have been wanting to do, and now we're stuck with it. Okay? And even an AR-15, and or if you're Joe Biden, it's an AR-14. But... none of this is going to actually do anything against what these guys want to do. We're going to get it one way or the other. And 5G has a really big player in this. I think that's a lot of why we're locked down is because they're putting 5G everywhere right now without us knowing. And I actually, that's my belief, and I've done some studying and stuff, and I'm just some stupid idiot doing some studying, but that's what I do. And I'm watching videos all the time, and you got to discern between the ones that don't make any sense. And those of us who have been studying this for a long time, we already know what the premise is, what these people's goal is. So you can discern between, if you get that kind of knowledge, you can discern between what is real and what is not actually. This Q stuff is just out there. Anyway, thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate your time. You have a great day.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Keith Rogers. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Keith, are you there? Okay, we seem to have lost Keith. Let's go to Richard in South Carolina. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, we seem to be having a little bit of a problem. How about John in Indianapolis? Is John there?
There we go. Mike, do you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Mike. Keith, yes. Yes.
Hi, this is Keith.
Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to interject something here because of your remark there about Easter. One should remember, like, Lockheed Martin has just hired 1,000 back and are planning on hiring 5,000 more.
Yes.
The deal with Venezuela, as you know, is that Venezuela was buying up all that Latin American debt, especially from Argentina. And, of course, to stop that, the U.S. put those massive sanctions on them so they couldn't sell their oil. This also involves AT&T buying up all these Latin American telephone companies and stuff. Anyway, with Venezuela, before we jump to there, let's go back to a couple weeks back when they were talking about drone in Mexico to get the drug lords. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so remember Fast and Furious, actual headlines,
yeah,
like CIA manages the drug trade, Mexican officials say. Reports that CIA working with Mexican drug cartels. The trafficker says that U.S. Fed aided Mexican drug cartels. I mean, the list of these go on and on and on. The banks that laundered hundreds of billions of dollars in drug cartel money, you know, as well as human trafficking. And now it's just like saying, well, Bush went down there to Panama so that William Barr could bring out Noriega and it ended America's drug problem, right? No, wrong. Venezuela, all these Central American countries. Remember before this was all to stop the Sovietism and communism, you know. And all it was is the U.S. with their CIA death squads killing tens of thousands of Catholics and Protestants. The article from L.A. Times where it says up until the year 2000 that over 81 countries had been overthrown, and it specifically lists democratically elected governments. And this is no
yes.
different than with Iran. Iran has a democracy, too. It may be ran by a bunch of mullahs and stuff like that, but Jews even vote there. They have a seat in parliament. And everyone
yes.
is always victimized. And this is our problem with our society. And sadly, this is what leads to immigration when the United States puts in their fascist dictators who then start clamping down on their citizens who flee those dictatorships and sadly wind up here in America. And so now we have the United States here saying, well, with Donald Trump, well, we're going to need immigrants here. And I wanted to highlight one thing before I get off of here. Jimmy Dore did a great show here just last week here. It had Tulsi Gabbard on there, the CFR Tulsi Gabbard. And she was highlighting about all the stench through these Iowa farms and stuff from these massive cattle ranches, which mostly today are all going bankrupt. And the farmers themselves
yeah.
are committing suicide after losing farms that have been their families for five generations, you know. Anyway, she goes on talking about all the problems that go along with the farming and the stink and the ditches and dogs laying them. You know, you got to put the dog in there, especially for me, because that would twist my heart, you know. But anyway, what she failed to mention, though, as she continues talking about, well, down in Brazil, they're leveling off the forest, burning them like that, to put in these massive cattle ranches. Okay, so here's what she forgot to say. Among the beneficiaries of Trump's bailout for farmers was a Brazilian-owned meat company. It was a U.S. company called JBS. It first
mm-hmm.
received $22.3 million. And then secondly, it got another $14.5 million. And thirdly, it got another $25.6 million. These are where your American jobs have gone, and they're worked by the same slave laborers down in South America that have to put up with those horrid conditions that those poor Iowa farmers have to, you know? I mean, don't people see what is going on? And so, like in Iran, with the starving and stuff, and the starving in Venezuela, when people chant out death to America, you should realize why they say that. We are not victims.
Yes.
Anyway.
Absolutely. And it's been going on
but,
for such
you know,
a long time.
Can, yeah, and anyone can listen to the ex-CIA, Philip Agee, or
ex-CIA
John Stockwell or Philip McGee. They spell it out. Even Noam Chomsky with the U.S. rule in Latin America. I mean, this has been coming for a long time, and it's the same thing with that U.N. report that says U.N. forced immigration. And if you read the article, it's from conflict zones. And it lists 200 and some odd million Arab Muslims leaving their areas because, of, like I mentioned before, if you look at Raqqa, Syria, or Mosul, Iraq, these places have been bombed out. They look like Dresden, Hamburg, you know, and it's from U.S.-led wars. And all they care about is pumping trillions of dollars in the military. Had they done that with any stocks for, say, medical supplies, they could have had all this stuff for every single state there is. But there's no profit when things just sit there in a warehouse. But there is profit in selling arms. And they continue to sell arms in these conflict zones so that everyone, I guess, kills each other. And then, of course, you have the reason for a preemptive means to go right back into it again. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Have a good day, Mike. Tell Claire hi.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Plus, of course, you know, you loan them the money at interest to rebuild from all the destruction. All right. We're going to switch over to John in Indianapolis. Aloha, John. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
And I'll start with a joke first. How do you make holy water?
Heck if I know.
You boil the hell out of it.
Ah, okay. I was
anyway
getting close there.
Yeah, I know. Try the veal. Be here all week. Anyway, I've heard you and other folks talk about Hillary possibly insinuating herself into the nomination through one way or another.
Yes.
It's a horrible thought, but I'm wondering, have there been any opinion, public opinion polls conducted on this or any idea what could happen?
Well, if they've conducted any polls, they're not making them public, which would tell me that the poll numbers are not very good. I think the public at large is tired of Hillary Clinton. I know I am.
Yes, I mean, I don't see how she could play the woman card after the way Tulsi Gabbard's been treated anyway.
True.
But anyway, just curious about that. Good job on the show. My best to you and Claire.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are open. If you want to call on in, 800-313-9443. Don't forget the jokes here. All right. Getting on back to Venezuela, President Maduro has released a letter addressed to the American people as a whole, urging them to prevent what he calls the madness that drives the government of President Donald Trump. And in this letter, Maduro says Trump seems determined to fulfill his threats of a military invasion against Venezuela. Maduro stated that the country cannot accept war threats, nor the intention to install an international guardianship that would violate the country's sovereignty. Now, of course, the problem with this letter is it's not being reported on corporate media. So the vast majority of Americans, unless they come here to independent media, they're not even going to know that the letter exists. They're going to be sitting there thinking, oh, Maduro's a drug lord. Ooh, bad drug lord, bad drug lord. Yes, take my child, take my money, go ahead and invade Venezuela. All right, getting on to the economic news, and the news is not good. The stock market started this morning looking really good. The Dow was up like around 900. But they ended just slightly in the red at the closing bell. It was a real roller coaster ride. Started high, went low, went high again, and then again a sell-off just before the closing bell here. We are seeing bread lines come back to the United States. Now, a lot of them are virtual. During the Great Depression of the 1930s, you would see people lined up to be getting free food. Well, today it's, you know, the SNAP cards. And unless you look closely when somebody's at the line at the supermarket, you don't know if they're paying for their own food or if they're on SNAP or some other kind of assistance program, because the card is a card is a card is a card. So it's hidden. We don't see it the way that we did back during the last Great Depression. But lines are stretching at California food banks, also Orlando, Florida. Disneyland is closed down. And it's the largest employer in Anaheim and the region around there. I imagine the same thing is true of Knott's Berry Farm. And, of course, all of those resorts over in Orlando, Florida, they're closed. And all the people who work there, they're lining up at the food banks. So there's a new phrase here called the working poor. And the working poor are starving during the lockdown. We're crashing into a depression. They can't give it a fancy, funny name like recession or adjustment or correction. We're going into a depression. The U.S. labor market is in free fall. and demand for food aid in some regions of the country has surged eightfold in recent weeks. Apparently over in Baltimore, there's been a run on the bank, and apparently Baltimore City at the MECU Credit Union, located at 2337 East Northern Parkway, and we're getting word that a lot of banks are running out of cash. People want that money at their in their home. They want it under their control, something I tend to agree with. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials here. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Don't mute me, bro. Don't mute me, bro. I'm sorry, Mike. I went on to the... I'm not a very funny person. You know, I'm very quite okay. serious on when I call in, you know, because I'm not in a very good mood all the time. But I went on quickfunnyjokes.com, and okay, here, you can mute me if you want, but why did the cookie go to the hospital?
I don't know why.
Because he felt crummy. Ha ha.
Ha ha, okay.
Or how about this, Mike? What do you call a fake noodle?
Tell me.
An impasta. They're so stupid, but you know what? I never knew these, you know? And, Mike, I have to say this, because in my area, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a roll of Charmin today, because there ain't no Charmin on the shelves, and there ain't no generic toilet paper on the shelves. There ain't no paper towel on the shelves. There's no disinfectant wipes. There's no toilet blow cleaner on the shelves. There is nothing, no ammonia, no bleach, all gone from Walgreens to Walmart to Stop and Shops. So it's all gone, Mike. I mean, there's nothing.
Now, that's funny. You know? Our local market is starting to get it back in again. We were there earlier today, and, you know, the toilet paper shelf was, it wasn't exactly full, but it was definitely stacked up there.
Yeah, over here it's not, though. Like, well, New Jersey, we got to, like, you know, there's a lot of people who live here, like New York. You know, no Tylenol. Tylenol, PM, that's all gone. I feel sorry for Advil, the company, because they're getting hammered. Nobody wants Advil right now, right? I mean, there's plenty of that on the shelves, you know, because that's ibuprofen. Nobody wants ibuprofen. Everybody wants acetaminophen, you know. But, Mike, do you have 5G in your area?
In our area, no, not that I'm aware of.
You got 5G in your pocket?
Nope.
Me neither. And I don't have 5G.
It does 4G and that's it.
Mike, I don't have 4G, 3G, 2G, or 1G in my pocket, okay? I don't have, I mean, Mike, I call in, I say, the 5G thing is crap. Why do people keep calling in? Well, somebody on YouTube, Amazing Polly, or Woody Harrelson now is on the 5G. Did you see that? He's in the 5G. Yeah, man. Go outside. Don't stay inside. Well, if 5G's outside, supposedly, right? I mean, it's all in the air and what you breathe. I mean, it's a stupidity. I'm sorry, 5G is not the issue, and I go back because Iran don't have 5G. That's it.
Right.
Why do people keep bringing up the 5G issue? It's a non-issue. It's bogus. You know, 5G is a radio type of... It's not going to turn your lungs into mush like this quick. Because this thing's moving fast, Mike. I mean, now I'm going to be the bummer of people. Oh, I'll hold over.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over through station identification. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.